have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Okay. For some reason, my headset would turn all the way down. All the way down. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Friday. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, that's 888-77-5373. My biblical question for this week, are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Testing. We have every way. Hold on. Testing. Sorry about that. For some reason, my mics are all off track. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What was I? We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Is it coming out loud? Okay, order. Okay. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on just. I don't think the engineers know what's wrong either. We have every way that. It's a little bit better right now. Yeah, a little bit. Thank you. We have every way that you can watch and support the show. I was having my headset problems here. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about, because a lot going on now, ain't no telling. If you are out and about, you can podcast the show, of course. You can podcast the show, but you can listen to the show by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live. No matter where you are and what you're doing, even if you're Gavin Newsom and allegedly pretending that you're talking to the president on the iPhone, and then someone walk up to you, why won't you help us? Why? And then you act like I'm on the iPhone. I'm talking to the president now. Well, let me hear you talk to him. And you act like he dropped. Even if you're doing that, Gavin, you can still be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Did I do the biblical question already? Oh, okay. I got thrown off with my headset. I forgot what I'm doing. I'm coming back to what I'm doing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk and Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Okay. It's Friday. Friday's a little more a relaxed day. No major subject, you know, whatever you want to talk about on Friday's fine. Friday's like get it off your chest Friday. I can hear my friend Maze right now. I want to get it off my chest. It's Friday. I want to get it off my chest. Friday out of Ohio. Get it off your chest Friday. Friday is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Fear and concern is growing tonight as flames light up the Los Angeles hillsides.
Well, I've got my best man on the job.
Governor, you got a second?
Literally talking to the president right now.
I know you're directly affected, so you fire away. No pun intended.
Right now, if you need help, all of this can be found at URL.
Amateur hour.
Someone purposely set the Kenneth fire. At this time, that's what we believe, yes.
You see anybody in charge?
The fire departments and the firefighters in California. And the interest was that there were too many white men.
Is she strong enough to do this? Or you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire. Which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
You people are on your own.
Perfect. You put that together, Nick? The anchor baby put that. What the? Yep, you're on your own and don't know it. You think the government is looking out for you. You know, I was thinking about the last mayor election we had here. And there was a man, anybody know the name of that guy that ran for mayor? He was a...
Is it Rick Caruso?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, Rick.
The developer. And yeah, the guy who's done a lot of good things.
Rick has done some amazing developing work. He appears to be an amazing entrepreneur. He seemed to know what he's doing, and he's proven it. Where that female Bass, black female Kara Bass, had no idea what she's doing. Zero idea. And so California, well, Los Angeles had a chance to pick the right person to run the city. And they chose the wrong person, Karen Bass. They chose the woman with no experience and don't care only because she was black and female. And when she was running, she said a lot of nothing, zero nothing. And the voters voted for her. And look what you're getting. Look what you're getting. Rick appears to have been the right person at the time to be mayor of Los Angeles. He built the Grove. He did the Grove. Amazing job on the Grove. And if I may be wrong about this, but I believe he was the one that at one time there's a little area around UCLA that you can walk around, shopping area, go to the movies, sit and have lunch, and whatever, right? And Rick went over there, I believe Rick, and he rebuilt that because it was going down at one time. And the reason that started going down, according to the reports, I don't have all the stories now, I've been to them years now. It was the blacks that started going over there, and they kind of destroyed it. And so the wife was complaining. And there's a name for that little area right at UCLA, and I forgot what it's called. But they were complaining that you can't walk around freely now, the little area going down. And so they ran the blacks away, and Rick went in, I believe it was Rick, a developer, maybe Rick, and he rebuilt that area. And so it became really nice again. I remember I used to go to the movies a lot. I used to go to the movies almost every weekend, and sometimes during the weekday, it's so crazy. If I was like really busy when I first started out, I would in the middle of the day go to the movie. Can you believe that? And I used to go over to UCLA in that little area there, and up to Hollywood, Westwood Village. Thank you, Hank. Westwood Village. He redid that over. I believe it was Rick who did that. And you chose Carabas, a nobody with nothing going on but words and phony smiles. And look what you've gotten. I debated Carabas before. Carabas has no clue. Really? She literally does not know what she's doing, period. I don't even think she cares about what she's doing, to be honest. I don't even think she cares about it. I've been told that Hake believed that Rick developed the Pacific Palisade Village over there as well. Not sure, but he thinks so. And they chose Carabas. Now you see, you get the kind of government that you deserve. America is so lost the people that they are hiring people based on color or so-called sexuality, whatever that means. And no more hiring of qualified people. They're getting rid of all the white men who are qualified. And putting in people, DEI people, and this is what you're getting. I don't know if we know yet what really started, who started, why, or what started this fire. But you are hiring qualified people. I mean, unqualified people, non-qualified, unqualified, however you want to say it, in the United States of America, and this is what you're getting. Did you ever think? Look what they have running the fire department. Did you see those, that female? A DEI female. And I think she's a lesbian. I may be wrong, but it looked like she's supposed to be a lesbian. Lesbian! You voted in people and only because of their gender or color or female. And they got female running things everywhere. Watch the press conferences, the news conferences, and the reports and the weather reports. And the weather reports and all that. Who's winning? Are things getting better as a result of you taking the men out and putting the women in? Are things getting better? Show me what's getting better. Show me anything getting better because you're putting the blacks in based on color only. Just show me. I could be wrong. I'm black and slow. I can be wrong. It's only going to get worse. My country is gone. I remember Joel, you weren't here yesterday, but Joel is back. Joel had to leave his house. What was that like? How did you know you had to leave? I'm like, Lord, that's not Joel to leave. How did you know you have to leave? You had Joel Friday TV, folks. How did you know you had to leave?
Over.
Sorry about that.
Last night and this.
I'm pulling a Bill right now.
Thank you, Bill. Bill was a mess yesterday. He hasn't done it in a while. Random board. Okay. How did you know you had to leave your house?
Well, they sent in an evacuation alert, right? But, well, the first thing is I had a friend of mine who's not even from Los Angeles. Uh-huh. He called me. He's like, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, what's the problem? He's like, they're saying your area needs to be evacuated. So he knew before me that it was supposed to be evacuated. I don't know how he knew. But he knew before me. I was like, no, I think we're fine. And then right after I hung up.
He was your fire alert.
Because I didn't get one right away, alert. But I guess people are in the apartment were getting it. I didn't get it.
You had an Obama phone, that's why.
So then
all the white people had the right kind of phone, and you had an Obama phone.
Maybe I had to do the update or something. And then I hung up with him, and then I hear people in the area running around, and I'm like, "What's going on here?" And then I started looking up on my phone the areas,
yeah.
And then it said like a certain area was catching. So I looked up. I'm like, "Whoa, that's a mile away from me." I was like, "Let me double check." And I heard like the lady start screaming, and I opened the door, and people are running around with tissue paper. And they're freaking out. I'm like, okay, maybe I should look into this. And then I looked into it, and they said, yeah, everybody in that area has to evacuate.
Oh.
So, yeah, we ended up leaving. But
I wonder how Joel find out.
Yeah.
So did you pack your car with stuff?
Yeah, well, I had a little suitcase, and I packed it with just, like, a day's clothes and, like, just my toiletry stuff, and that was, and I just left.
Oh, you didn't check your TV, your radio.
No. I'm not gonna lie, I'll be honest.
Let me check my TV first.
The first thing I thought of was, should I take my skates? I thought of that. I'm not gonna lie, that was the first thing I thought. I'm like, okay, let me relax. It's probably not important.
No, Joel, your skate was not important. Your skin is not more important than the TV. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And so you're back.
Yeah. So now everything, we'll see what happens, but it should be, it seems to be handled in my area. So
I'm hearing now that they're getting false alarm now.
Yeah. Yeah. I was getting, because then they said yesterday that, okay, you guys can go home. And then right when you get home, they're like, oh, wait, warning. So it was all over the place.
What a mess. And yeah. Now that if it's true that they're getting these false alarms on their phone, people are starting to pack and run out, and they find out it was a false alarm.
Yeah.
Now you're not going to know if you should stay
if
or
you
go.
Just there, exactly.
What a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess.
DEI. Reparation. Reparation now, reparation forever. Affirmative action. What? Let me see the. You have a photo of the Los Angeles Fire Department leader. Yeah, they just put it in the folder. I can't believe. Do you remember when you went to be police?
Yeah.
And they told them the truth.
Yeah. You know, I figured out what exactly it was that I told them that I think that.
For those who don't know, Joel had applied to be a police officer in L.A. at one time, and he went on an interview, and he was honest on the interview.
Yeah. I think they asked me if women should be in the police thing. And I messed around, was too honest, and told them no. And they look at me the same ever since.
I see them checking you off right away. Forget about your qualification. That done it for you.
Yeah.
This is what's running. Is that a man or the fat one?
Those are all
those are men?
Women, I think.
Alleged women.
Are those women or men?
I would bet they're all women.
Are they all women?
I know these two are women, and I'm almost positive this one is too.
Really? But that fat one ain't going to get up no ladder.
I know.
Both of those fat ones ain't even, all of them fat. Those are the ones that are heading up the fire department. And you voted them in. However they got in there. Lord, if ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Those are women. I'm being told they're women. What? All women, I'm told. Yeah, I'm told. My producers tell me in my ear, they're all women. You don't have a chance. It's over. It is absolutely no police no more or anything. Goodbye, America. You have lost control of your country, your own life, really, but your country. So the left one was the L.A. fire chief. The middle one was the training commander. And the other one was the assistant chief, assistant so-called chief. Lord have mercy. And so, Joel, when you were leaving your interview, did you look around and look back to see if they were looking at you? Oh, shoot. And they were like thinking, this N-word?
Well, so what happened was is they ended up doing a, they had to do a...
When Joel told me the first interview how it went, I knew it was over.
Yeah,
like, you ain't gonna be no police, buddy.
I know,
not in L.A.
Because they had to do a lie detector test and they had to do a psychological evaluation. So,
well, they already knew you were crazy.
I know. And on the last one, they kept asking me more questions, and I'm thinking like I have to tell the truth because it's like they're gonna tell if I'm lying. So they kept asking me questions. I kept just being honest about it. And then I think the guy that was interviewing me was homosexual because he was very kind of effeminate. I don't know for sure.
Maybe one of those bad people.
And then they denied me. They denied me, and then I reappealed. And then they said, okay, we'll give you one more last interview. And then the interviewer was a woman. And I was like, at that point, I'm like, okay, it's the woman comment I made. And they want me to kiss boots to try to get back in there. And at that point, I was already done. They said no.
No, buddy, you were done, really, during that first interview. you were already done. They were just going through the motion. So you didn't file a racial lawsuit.
Yeah, that's a good point. What a mess.
Ooh. Lord, have mercy. Well, I'm glad you're back in your home and the fire didn't burn your place down.
Right.
Anyway, I don't even know where I'm. Okay, let's get to a little news report here about the fire, update on what's happening in the fire. I bet you nobody in America is surprised that during this devastating fire issue, people losing their homes. Some fire homes have not been burned down, so people are concerned because they still have to leave. And during a devastation, during a horrible situation like this, there are people going and trying to steal from your house. Think about that. They try to steal, see if you left money, jewelry, or whatever behind. They are trying to take it. Why you are worried and concerned and away from your home. They call it looting. According to KTLA, at least 20 people have been arrested for looting in the wildfire evacuation zones in Metro Los Angeles this week. They go on to KTLA 5, this is Fox 11. Los Angeles County Sheriff took a hard stance on Thursday in light of the devastating wildfire raging through Southern California. Here's the sheriff commenting on the looting. Watch this from Fox 11.
Last night and this morning, we are up to 20 individuals who chose to go into our areas and deprive these poor people who have been through so much of their property. Absolutely unacceptable. And I'm going to give direction to our department members. As you know, when we have an evacuation order, by law, if you remain in that area, you are guilty of a misdemeanor. If you commit certain crimes, it could jump up to a felony. I'm going to be asking our employees to start enforcing that. That is very different than a curfew. Why? Because it's 24/7. I don't have to wait for the sun to go down or the sun to come up. If you are in one of these areas and you do not belong there, you are going to be subject to arrest. I hope that is as clear as I can make it, because I don't. Our first choice isn't to do enforcement. It's not to make arrest. It's to help people. But if people choose to commit crimes, they're going to be held accountable.
Wow. See how the man sound as opposed to the fat lesbians? What a mess, huh? Did God tell us not to lay our treasure up on material things? Talk about making material things your God. Talking about laying your treasure up on the earth. They're going to go and steal from the people while they're out trying to find somewhere to sleep, trying to find somewhere to eat. Their homes are burning down. And these people are going to go up in their community and take this stuff. Think about that. What kind of person is that? Remember I said human beings are evil? Now do you believe it? Human nature is evil and cannot be trusted. There's no love in that. You're leaving your own community, wherever you are, or even in that, and you're going up into the fire area and taking people's stuff, whatever's left. Or if a home didn't burn down, you're going to go and take it. Nearly 180,000 people are under evacuation orders in L.A. so far. Watch this from Fox 11.
Be patient with us when you ask us about death toll numbers. Right now, frankly, we don't know yet. We eventually will. Evacuations overall for Palisades, Eaton, Hearst, and Lydia fires, the number in both county and city areas, evacuation orders are impacting 179,783 residents. That's nearly 180,000 people in Los Angeles County that are currently under evacuation orders, with another close to 200,000 residents that are under evacuation warnings.
Amazing. And last thing before this break, if I can get it in from ABC7, you know, like, we have poor leadership here, no leadership now, right? And as a result, they only have two of those water-dropping scoopers, super scooper planes. They only have two of those. Well, according to ABC 7, one of them was grounded on Thursday night after it was hit and damaged by a civilian drone. Watch this from Fox News.
The all-important super scoopers that LA County uses, we lease them from Canada. Well, one of them is now grounded because it has damage to its wing after a civilian drone operator crashed their drone into the super scooper yesterday afternoon while it was performing flights out here fighting the Palisades fire. Now that it is grounded, firefighters lose a very key asset. These planes are able to scoop water up from the Pacific Ocean 6 tons at a time, dump them on the fire. It is a massive asset for these firefighters. There's only two of them, one of them now grounded because somebody broke federal law, flew a drone, and damaged that aircraft. The FAA now investigating, trying to find out who did that.
I'm starting to wonder, and it's just a wonder. I have no proof. Listen, no proof. I haven't read it anywhere. I haven't seen it anywhere. I haven't heard anywhere. I wonder, are we under a terrorist attack and don't know it? Well, this is too massive. Back in a moment.
You talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a
a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Don't be running your drones right now, folks. What the? They need all the airspace they could get. They need to run. Don't hold your drones for a minute. What the? Amazing. So, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake Report at 9 a.m. right after my show. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific. I'll read it something. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then, oh, no Joel Friday. It's Friday. And his name's Joel Friday, but no show on Friday. It's Monday through Thursday. So no Joel Friday today. Brand new episode of The Fallen State at 12 noon. Brand new episode of The Fallen State. Very interesting discussion with Stephanie Chung. Now, when you hear the name Stephanie Chung, I want you to notice right away in your mind, you think it's Chinese or Japanese or something like that. Why? It ain't no Chinese person. But anyway, she is a corporate leadership expert and author. Her book is called Ally Leadership, How to Lead People Who Are Not Like You. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Which is easy for you to lead, white people or black people?
The entire world is shifting and changing. And as a leader, you need to know how to lead all people, every race, every creed, every gender.
Are you a Christian?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I am.
Do you obey your husband?
No. Obey is a strong word, and I don't like the word. It's a trigger. It gives the impression like I don't have a brain in my head.
God told the woman to obey the husband because the woman doesn't have a brain in her head. What the? Oh, God. And her name is Ally. Am I right? Yeah, that's what you said? No, the name of the book. The book is Ally. Not her name, but the book is Ally. Ally Leadership. A-L-L-Y. A-L-L-Y. Spell Ally, Joel? Watch your... I'm going to ask black people, not white people. Because we spell words the same.
Is it... Say it again.
Ally.
I thought that was Ally.
Me too. See, I told you. Black people spell the words the same way. But it's Ally, I'm told. What do you think about that, Joel?
Well, she's black too, so maybe she's thinking Ally too.
That's the name of the book. Oh, the leadership. Her leadership thing. So you can support The Fallen State right there, thefallenstate.tv/donate, or locals, com. And then no Anchor Baby today. He'll be back hopefully next week. He's working on some issues. So he'll be back next week, the American Anchor Baby. All right. So the Hake Report at 9, from 9 to 11, and then 12 noon, the FatherState.tv brand new episode. You don't want to miss. You do not want to miss this one. Really. And you're going to say, yeah, you were right, Jesse. I did not want to miss that. And then Sunday Morning Fellowship. At 11 a.m., doors open at 10:30. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. For all. And you can watch it if you're not in the L.A. area. You're not able to come in. You can watch it live anywhere in the world. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. All right? I want to go to the business phones here. It's getting it off your chest. And then I want to get to your super chat. It's Express Yourself Friday. Let me go to Carlos out of Canada. Carlos, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing today?
All is well.
So I come to you with a question. I have a son with another woman. So basically I was...
Yeah, speak up a little bit. Come closer to your phone and speak up a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead.
All right. So I have a son, and me and his mom split up. And we've been split up for quite some time, since 2015. He's 11 years old now.
So you have a, it's out of wedlock?
Unfortunately, yes, sir. We did have him out of wedlock.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So... he's reached out to me recently on social media, and we had time to see each other and spend time together. And he told me that he would rather stay with me instead of with his mom, and that really broke my heart. And I didn't want to be emotional in front of him, so I held it down and I told him that he's always going to have me around. And I went through the court system out here in Canada, Jesse, and it's not the very best because, in my opinion, forgive me if I'm judgmental, but I feel like it's a bunch of beta males and a bunch of lesbians. So they're against us. So my question is, like, how do I go forward with this? Like, I really want him to be with me, but the court system's really not making me.
How old is he?
He's 11 years old now.
And so when he asked to be with you, when he said he wanted to be with you, did you tell him that that's what you wanted to, but your mother his mother and the court won't allow it to happen? Did you let him know that?
Well, that's my thing, Jesse. Like, should I just be straight up honest with him? Just tell him, like, hey, like, this is what's going on? Because, like, he already, I see it in him that he has resentment towards his mother already. And
when he asked you, when he said he wanted to be with you at 11 years old, did you tell him that you wanted that too, but his mother and the courts won't allow it?
Well, I told him that I want to, but I didn't tell him that his mama and his court and the courts didn't want me to.
So when he said to you, Dad, I want to be with you, I'm 11 years old, did you tell him that his mother and the court won't allow it?
No, I didn't tell him that.
And why not?
I just told him that. I'm sorry?
And why not? Why didn't you tell him that?
He looks like he's suffering already.
How would that add or take away from his suffering?
Good point. Yeah, you got a good point.
No, I don't. That wasn't a point. That was a question.
I mean, yeah, okay. You're right.
That was a question.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, yeah, like, I'm wrong for saying that then, because I see what you're saying now. I'm not helping him out.
That was a question. why didn't you tell him that?
Why didn't I tell him that?
Yes.
I didn't tell him that because I didn't want to add on to it. But
add on to what? So you think, like, are you saying by giving him an understanding of what's going on, would add on to something? What would add on to? What do you mean by that? Just for my, I'm black and slow. What would that, what do you mean by that?
So what I'm trying to explain, Jesse, is that he's, I could already see him suffering, but I don't, in my opinion, I didn't want to add on to it, but like add on to what?
Yeah.
Suffering.
But how would that add on to his suffering? Understanding why he can't be with you. How would that add on to his suffering? If he know, okay, my mother and the courts won't let it. My father want me, but the courts won't let him. How does that add on? How is understanding adding on to suffering?
Yeah, you got me there. It's not. I should be honest with him. Yeah, you're right. I should tell him the truth and be honest with
him. No, that was a question. How is that adding on to suffering? Understanding that this boy, he's 11 years old. He's going to clearly see, my father want me. My mother's stopping it. The court is stopping it. How is that adding on to suffering?
Well, maybe I said it in the wrong context, but me, you know, I'm still going through that because I'm trying to get that beta male phase out of me, and I'm worried about his emotions, but, like, I feel like he's going to, rebel against his mother, and, you know, he's already having a hard time at his house right now.
So your son is already having a hard time with the mother, according to you. Your son is 11 years old. He said, I want to be with you. He reached out to you. He said, I want to be 11 years old, and he reached out to you. I saw a black boy get thrown down in a classroom, and he was 11. He was big, big guy. So it means that your son is, and so your son reached out to you. You had the opportunity to say, well, I want to be with you, but your mother and the court won't allow it, and you didn't tell him that.
No,
because he's going to suffer with his mother. He's already suffering with the mother, according to you. How is that going to make him suffer any more?
It's not.
So how did you come up with that idea then?
It's just that thought that...
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, man.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right.
Most guys don't get an opportunity to talk to their children and tell them what's really going on, especially at the age 11, after the child reached out to them. They don't get, and you didn't tell your son what's happening. That doesn't even make sense to me.
Well, this is the thing, Jesse. Like, yeah, you're right. I understand you're right. But indirectly, we know what the problem is indirectly.
What do you mean by that? Your son doesn't know indirectly what the problem is, or he would have asked, could I be with you?
Yeah.
Why are you saying what do you mean by he know indirectly?
Nah, you just made me think right now, Jesse. Yeah, all thoughts are lies. You're
right now,
you're
making up another lie, another excuse from your imagination. Your imagination told you, oh, say we already know indirectly. Your son doesn't know.
Yeah, you're right. So, Jesse, you're right. So, how would I go about this? I really want him to be with me, but the courts are not letting me.
And that's what he needs to know. He's 11 years old. He reached out to you. Maybe he'll come up with something. You just don't know. He's 11 years old. Maybe he'll just, I don't know. I'm doing a little babies here, but I don't know. He was, hey, Mom, I know now why you're not letting me. My father's not seeing me. Or I'm not with my father because of you and the court. You just don't know of him, but you didn't tell him. You gave him nothing to work with. And now you, I don't know.
Yeah.
What, beta?
I know, right? Beta. That's why I'm still trying to work on. So Jesse, now I got a connection with him now again. Like,
let him know why. Like I told you. Let him know why he's not with you.
Yeah,
son, I want to be with you too. Your mother and of course won't let me. Talk to your mother about that. Tell her you want to be with me. He's 11 years old. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, you still there.
Yeah.
Can't you do that?
I hear you. Yeah, I could do that. I could do that.
He may even convince his mother at 11 that he want to be with you. He doesn't want to be with her. He is 11, so at least give him something to work with. You just can't say, oh, I want to be with you, too. How's he going to work with that?
Yeah. Good point.
Give the boy some understanding. In life, you want understanding. You don't want facts. You want understanding.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. All right. I'll lay it on the table for him today, then, because... I'm coming to pick him up after school. So.
And don't do it just because I said it. You do it because you see that what you want to do or it needs to be done. You need to see it for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, just listening to how dumb I sound right now made me realize that I need to be truthful to him. So thank you, Jesse. Like, I appreciate that.
Are you going to pick him up, you say?
Yeah, I'm going to pick him up after school today.
And do you pick him up all the often, or this is the first time since he reached out to you?
Well, I pick him up, like, once in the blue moon, because sometimes his mama would try to be like, oh, I'm picking him up later. Oh, you don't have to do that.
Oh, I see.
You ain't got to do that. So I'm like, and, you know, I don't try to fight it anymore because, like, I learned my lesson not to, like, you know.
Right, but and as a result, you have other opportunities now. Your boy is 11 years old. He said, "I want to be with you." If he knew that it's because of the mother and the court, at least he has something, some facts, knows some facts about what's going on, and he can understand now what he needs to do.
Yeah, that sounds good. And
are you working on yourself?
Yeah, I am.
Meaning what? How are you working on you?
So, I've been listening to your show for about 2 years now, and I've just been working on myself, trying not to. So basically, I've been doing the silent prayer. I've been watching my thoughts. Unfortunately, some of them get me, just like how I explained to you today. I'm still seeing through it, still trying to see through my thoughts. Just trying to ignore them. Sometimes I give in,
okay,
you know, and get angry, but I have a better hold of my emotions than what I did before.
Right on.
Yeah, so.
Well, stay working on yourself so you can overcome the fallen state, that fallen mind you have.
Yeah. For sure. I will. And
right.
Also, Jesse, I just want to say one more thing before I go. The wall going up.
Oh, the wall going up.
Amazing.
Let me see what the Great White Hope has to say right now. Hold on.
Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
Amazing. The wall going up.
I love the Great White Hope.
Me too. I mean, all right, man. I wish you well.
Thank you very much, Jesse.
All right, now. Bye.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Ryan out of New Orleans. Ryan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah, what's going on, Jeff?
Ryan, come closer to your phone and...
Hold on, wait. Okay. Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can, yes.
All right, what's going on, Jeff?
All is well, Ryan.
I wanted to hear your comments about what's going on with Trump now. He got to go to court today, and finding out his fate. You know they're gonna convict them on a 34 count.
Well, there ain't gonna be no fate, that's for sure. But so for those who don't know, that judge in New York, along with the radical DA, black DA, and a beta white judge. They want Trump. They want hold on, hold on. Hey, they want Trump to appear in court again, so they can try to hurt him again. So he's gonna do it, but by camera, he's not going in. And they want to say, "Oh, you found guilty," even though he ain't going to jail, ain't nothing gonna happen. They just trying to prove something. It means nothing. You just see evil at work against good. That's all.
Hold on, wait. Nobody did this to Trump. Trump did it to himself.
And nobody said no one did this, but Trump did what Trump did to himself, and the judge and the DA are doing what they're doing to Trump and trying to hurt him. They're trying to hurt Trump, but they're really hurting themselves, because what you do to others, you're really doing it to yourself. You're not doing it to anyone else.
Okay, so how about your great white hope? This is the first time we have a president with beautiful felony account, all kinds of civil against him. Now
what?
You got to sit in the White House.
You said what now?
The first time he got all kinds of civil suits against him. I don't know what happened with him, but I do know a little bit of history about this man.
I don't know much about history. I don't know much about algebra.
With Trump. I'm not saying all that. I'm talking about Trump's history by itself.
Okay.
By itself. Are you
asking me how I feel about him having to deal with all that?
Yeah, how about you saying all this about people doing all this, but what about his history?
Okay, I love it. And the reason I love it, because I love watching how he deal with the issues in life. And he is a perfect example of how we all should deal with the issue of life. Don't be mad, don't blame, just deal with it. I love that. So right on.
I like that too, because I got a lot of just wrong myself. I'm dealing with it on my own, but I'm gonna come back from it.
You don't come back from it?
What you mean? I don't come back. I thought that's what you said.
What do you mean by you'll come back from it? I thought you said you didn't come back from it. But if you notice, Trump overcome all things.
We ought to come back up from our fallen.
Right. Do you like that about Trump?
I don't see how he's going to come out of it.
Do you like that about Trump?
I really don't care.
Do you like that example that you see in him?
I really don't care.
I didn't ask you if you're emotional about it. I asked, do you like the example that you see in the president?
I'm not speaking from emotions. I'm just saying I don't care about Trump.
If you didn't care about him, why do you call about him then?
Because I want to get your take on it, though.
Hold on, man. It's Open Line Friday, so you can be messy. Hate news, not the fake news, coming right now. I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours to go with your super chats and phone calls. Back in a moment. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
some serious mess going on in the world, such as the L.A. fires, death and destruction. 10 people dead. More than 10,000 structures burned. Trump's so-called sentencing today. What an eye roll. You were just hearing about that with based JLP and ridiculous Ryan, who's on hold for the second hour. Shout out. And JLP, we'll be right back to your calls, guys. The lines are full, but it is hate news, not fake news. They're talking about the TikTok ban in the Supreme Court, by the way. And there's very disruptive winter weather down south, so be careful over there. Meanwhile, in California, several iconic and beloved landmarks in Los Angeles have fallen victim to wildfires this week. Luckily, the Getty Villa Museum, the Getty, up in the Pacific Palisades over there, narrowly escaped destruction with fire prevention systems, saving its priceless collection of Greek, Roman, and Etruscan antiquities. I've been over there. It's kind of nice. I like the paintings. Los Angeles wildfires, at least 10 people have died this week, dead, according to Biden, in wildfires across L.A. County. But officials warn the death toll may rise once it's safe for investigators to access neighborhoods and find bodies, potentially. 5 fast-moving fires have scorched over 25,000 acres and destroyed nearly 2,000 homes, businesses, and other structures. I don't know why they say 2,000. I saw 10,000, over 10,000. Old news from Commie Nonsense. The Palisades fire is now the most destructive ever to hit L.A. County. And the Eaton fire, which has devastated communities, remains mostly uncontained. Maybe it's 2,000 homes and over 8,000 structures. Don't know. Crews made progress against the fires on Thursday morning as the Santa Ana winds weakened, but gusts picked back up across the region as the day went on. Firefighting teams expect more wind and dry conditions to complicate efforts this weekend and into next week. It's crazy. I heard that Pasadena, north of the 210, it's like an apocalypse, like a movie, just ghost town, and it's bad. Anyway, President-elect, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, scheduled to be sentenced today in his New York so-called hush money case, really extortion case. He got extorted, and then he got charged for it, according to them. Despite efforts to delay the proceeding, he went to the Supreme Court, right? On Thursday, the so-called Supreme Court said in a 5-4 ruling, and I think Amy Barrett, evil Amy Barrett, the liberal lame-et, may have voted against him, too. Trump can be sentenced for his May conviction on 34 counts of falsifying business records in connection with the extortion payments that they call hush money made to that evil, dirty video woman who's a liberal. And she got, like, the key to the city over up in gay West Hollywood, by the way. Before the 2016 presidential election, Trump will appear virtually, meaning via Zoom or something. Not expected to face prison time or other penalties. The sentencing will nevertheless mean he will be the first U.S. president to take office with a so-called criminal conviction, which just makes the rest of them look bad. Really just makes the so-called justice system look bad. Written into his official record, and he's the best one in our lifetimes, at least. And TikTok ban. Oh, no. Yeah. TikTok will make a final effort to argue their case before the so-called Supreme Court today as they face a looming ban in the United States. The High Court will hear more than 2 hours of arguments over whether a ban on the platform, approved back in April with bipartisan, which means evil, support, can be squared with the First Amendment. If at least 5 justices believe it can, TikTok would need to find a new owner or shut down in the U.S. January 19th. Many Democrat and Republican lawmakers at odds over whether TikTok's ties to China threatens national security, as if they care about that. On the other hand, the app's supporters say the importance of free speech outweighs speculative fears about data collection and content manipulation by the foreign adversary. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888. 77 Jesse. And my biblical question, are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're busy running around doing whatever you're doing, or just laying up at a beach, or whatever, you don't have to miss the show live. You can podcast, but you can be listening live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. On your iPhone or iPad, and to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? It's Friday. It's second hour of the show already on Friday. It is Get It Off Your Chest on Friday. It is whatever is on your mind is not what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Fear and concern is growing tonight as flames light up the Los Angeles hillsides.
Well, I've got my best man on the job.
Governor, you got a second?
Literally talking to the president right now.
I know you're directly affected, so you fire away. No pun intended.
Right now, if you need help, all of this can be found at URL.
Amateur hour.
It's
someone
not URL.
Purposely set the Kenneth fire. At this time, that's what we believe, yes.
You see anybody in charge?
The fire departments and the firefighters in California. And the interest was that there were too many white men.
Is she strong enough to do this? Or you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire. Which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
You people are on your own.
So the fire, one of the top so-called leaders of the fire department is saying you're in the wrong place and we got to carry you out of a fire. Think about that. It's like you're drowning in the ocean, and you have those lifeguards, people sitting around waiting for you to look like you're about to drown, and then they're supposed to run out and save you from being drowned, from drowning, and they say, oh, you got yourself in the wrong place if you think I'm going to come and save you from the water, drowning. This dummy is saying that about the fire. You're on your own, as that person said in that thing. Amazing. One other quick thing about this, and then I get back to your calls here. according to Bloomberg, preliminary estimate of the financial impact of the Los Angeles blaze ranks the incident among the costliest ever natural disaster in the U.S. and likely the nation's most expensive ever wildfire. And it's still burning, folks. It's not even over yet. It's going to other neighborhoods and burning them out. So the price is going up. And they're already saying that it's one of the nation's most, probably the most costly natural disaster. According to the AccuWeather Inc., the disaster will likely cost between $52 billion to $57 billion in damage and economic loss. It's going to get worse. Remember I said my country is not coming back? Do you believe me now? Can you hear me now? It's not coming back. Look who's running the country. Non-qualified DEI people. They're not qualified. It's like asking someone to build you a brand new house, and they never built a house before, but you say, oh, come on, because of your color or your gender. Well, come on and do it anyway. What do you think going to happen? What do you think going to happen? Drop your anger, folks, so you can see. And you got to learn things about you that you don't even know. You have no clue. I promise you, you have no clue about you. Because you're not keeping your eyes on you. You have no clue about you at all. No one does. Jesse Peterson or anyone until they put their eyes on themselves and no one else, then you will see. Then you will see. Drop your anger. Only you are responsible for how you feel, what you think, what you do, and everything. You're responsible for it. Nobody else. Your parents set you up to become losers, but you're responsible for overcoming it. And no one can make you feel anything that you feel. It's in you. You don't notice, but it's in you already. Drop your anger. Because things are only going to get worse. In human beings, for those who don't work on themselves, they're going to get worse, and they're going to try to impose their worseness, if there is such a word, which I doubt, but they're going to try to impose it on you. And if you're not in control of your own life, you will be affected. You will be affected. Ain't no way around it. You will be affected. You'll be in the world, of the world, and controlled by the world. And you won't know it because you'll call it something else. I want you to see this mess that's happening in L.A. right now. It might be happening other places, too, in the country. But this is happening in L.A. right now. I saw it the other day. I was driving down Jefferson Boulevard. And there were a bunch of people on bicycles just riding in the middle of the street. They didn't care about the traffic. They had no right to be in there. They have bicycle lanes. Or you can ride on the sidewalk, but they didn't care. And then people were getting upset because when you drive up on these people and they are in the streets and they don't care, your mind tells you right over them. Why are they in the street? Right over them. And if you're angry, you're going to find yourself running over them because you're unconscious and you're being tempted not only in your head but outside your head, inside of others. Evil is tempting you in your imagination, and evil is tempting you through other people's imagination because it's controlling them if you don't know what's going on. I want you to see this mess. It's only going to get worse. We have no leadership. We have no police. We have no fire department. We have nothing. But a whole lot of money is being spent on so-called DEI programs and daycare centers and daycare this for women who don't want to stay home and raise their own children because they're jealous of the father. This is from Fox 11. I want you to see this mess, and then I get back to Ryan and other calls. This is from Fox 11. A clash broke out between a white Mercedes-Benz driver and a group of cyclists, ending with the driver complaining to the LAPD that he got attacked by the bikers in Los Angeles, mid-Wilshire area. Why is this from Fox 11?
Hey, move! Hey, watch out! Watch out!
Watch out, that desperate cry in this dramatic video, scary video. It looks like something right out of Grand Theft Auto, but this is all too real. Road rage on Olympic Boulevard last weekend.
It's a cavalier disregard for human life. Makes me sad for our society, honestly. And it's a miracle that nobody got hurt. It was very lucky.
That from the founder of the citizens group Streets for All, reacting to this white Mercedes driving right through this large group of bicyclists, swerving erratically, dangerously, narrowly missing some of the cyclists who steer out of the way just in time.
Our streets are really wide. They're designed like highways, and sometimes you get people that do just insane things and endanger people. Everyone outside of the car was endangered by that.
Then check out this video posted on social media a short time later. That appears to be the same white Mercedes, this time targeted by the cyclist, jumping all over it, smashing its windows, even chasing away its driver from this area near Hollywood and Highland.
Hake, you know, I just realized, I want to hear what Hake and Joel, they are my experts for the JLP show. The anchor baby gone. He's not here today. Not now, here today. Did you see that, Hake? I want to hear what you and Joel think about this before I put my two cents in, too. This is, like, insane to me. Do we need to play it over for you?
I don't think so.
Did you see it already?
I caught the gist of it.
Oh, you did?
I think so.
What did you think about it? This is Hake of the Hake Report and an expert on the JLP show. And I just, right now, it just occurred to me, I wonder what other people think about this situation. So they were a bunch of people just on the bicycle in the middle of the road.
Yep.
And then a car going down the road. And I saw this on Jefferson the other day. The car going down the road, and these people in the middle of the street on the bike. And so that reporter blaming the car driver rather than the people in the street. What do you think about it?
It's crazy because you want to, I look at that and my temptation is to judge both of them because the car is going crazy.
Right.
He's like swerving everywhere, like reckless. And they have no business taking over the road like that. I participated in group bicycle things like that.
And you
yeah, because they
and
used
you
to do it like,
get in the middle of the street like that.
Yeah, it used to be a huge crowd, a big like once a year or once every
Can't
few
y'all
months.
See hate doing that as a young person? What the
10 p.m. It's like 10 at night on like a Friday
night.
Well,
this was in broad daylight when I saw it on Jefferson.
Yeah.
And this looked like broad daylight on
they're making a habit of it. And in some cases these are motorized. These are motorized bikes. But still bicycles or mopeds or whatever. Right. So they're thugs, and then the guy is also a thug, and I'm just annoyed watching that thing. I almost don't blame those bicycle people for attacking that guy because he put them at risk, even though they had no business doing that.
Right.
Civilized people, which you could call us weak, but civilized people will keep a safe distance and not just let them go crazy because you'd have no choice, really. Because we've had this on the on the freeway coming home from when I was coming home from Bond at church.
Right.
There was bicycles on the freeway.
Motorcycles.
No, bicycles.
Oh, really?
I think if I remember right, it was a crowd of bicycles on the freeway.
Amazing.
And we just had to go slow behind all these bicycles in the lane until you could get over.
Right.
And some of them were kind of trying to creep over into other lanes. But, yeah, you have these disruptive activists. It's almost activist type just to be messy.
Nice. So, Joel, what do you think? This is Joel of the Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursday, and an expert on the JLP show. What do you think about that? When you see that, what do you think?
If there's anything that wants to kind of wants my little anger to come back, is bicycles in the street.
Because crowds of bicycles or even one bicycle?
Well, even one bicycle, because there's something about bicyclists that have this weird pride about them that they think that they own the road.
That is so true.
And I'm always driving home, and they're just in the middle of the street, not caring that they're in the middle of the street, going slow. And they don't even have no – it's like they feel like they have this false authority on the street. And I'd be like, who gave you the right? So I disagree with bicyclists in the lane at all. They should all be jailed, and their parents too.
They made this – didn't they make bicycle lanes? They took out part of our streets.
Yeah.
So you can have all the bicycle room you want.
Right. True.
But they don't stick in that thing, and also they'll stop at the light in the lane, and they'll be riding their bike on the lane like it's a car, and then they'll stop at the red light, and then they'll go at the green light, and you just got to be behind them going slow. It's just
some of them know how to do it, because I've kind of learned. I used to ride my bike down like a bike trail over when I lived in El Monte area, and you would have to go on the streets to get from the house to the...
Well, sometimes you got to cross the street, you're right.
Right, but and so you know how to... Like, but you learn how to stay out of the way. Like, you stay one lane over from the right turn. So you let the right turn people... You be on the left side of them. And then when it's green, you go, but you go back over to the right so that you're not in the way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some people who maybe do it decent, but 99% of the people that buy bicyclists, they're always kind of just in the way.
And why do you say hate that? The driver put those people's lives at risk when they were the one that decided they're going to ride in the middle of the road. And wasn't no parade, and wasn't like a day of bicycling where they all know the everybody been warned about it. Why do you say the driver put them at risk when they put themselves at risk?
Because it's not like he doesn't see them. He sees them. And he's trying to get through them.
But did he tell them to get in the middle of the road?
No, he did not. They put themselves at risk.
So why are you blaming the driver then?
Because he's partly to blame for driving that crazy.
No, he is to blame for driving that crazy because that's him in the car doing that. But he didn't put their lives at risk. They put their own lives at risk.
True. Yeah. They put their lives at risk. And he put himself at risk to get
charges.
Right,
he put himself at risk.
To catch some charges.
By overreacting to them.
Yeah,
and then they put their lives at risk. They can get ran over.
Yeah.
Suppose somebody go by that road, drunk, and don't see.
Yeah,
I totally understand his frustration. Obviously, he overreacted, but I understand because you have these 10, 15, 20 guys in the middle of the street messing around, and you're trying to get to where you need to go.
Yep.
It's almost like, what do you expect?
Yeah, I ran into that on, I forget what street it was, but down by Culver Park, going over toward... I don't know, one of those, and then, Overland.
And then in closing, not only that they're wrong for getting in the middle of the streets like that, getting other people away with cars and trucks, they have the right for that road. They don't have the right for the road like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so they're wrong by that. And then they're going to attack the man's car, jump up over and destroy his car like the man did something wrong.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
He did kind of do something wrong. But, I mean, he invited that kind of attention by going crazy around them.
But if they were smart kids or whatever, however old they were, that they would take accountability like, oh, okay, I understand. We're hogging up the whole street.
Yeah, nobody has understanding in that situation.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Both parties are overreacting.
Yeah.
Yep. It's terrible, too. It reminds me of the street takeovers where they do donuts in the middle of the intersection.
Yes. Same thing. Yeah.
And you have to turn around. You have to go way over. It's a mess.
One of the reasons that these people don't care with the donuts things and this stupid idea, whoever came with the idea about the bicycles and things, they don't have police now.
Yeah.
They're not going to jail.
Yep.
The police may show up when everybody leaves.
and you, like you said, they're not going to get punished.
Right. They're not going to get punished. So they have no fear of the law. They have no self-control. Yeah. Or they're not being controlled by the law.
It's the Wild West.
It is.
Not in a good way.
What a mess.
Yeah.
Terrible.
My country is gone.
No more civilization.
It is now South Africa. This is South Africa right here.
Yeah, you hear about in South Africa, they stop big rigs and loot those big trucks.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. I hear about that all the time. It's the same thing. They're going to be stopping the big rigs right here, too, if they have not already started doing that.
Yeah.
Because no law. You got to govern people who are not self-governed, governed in their hearts.
Yeah, people say that, since people don't have free will, you shouldn't do the death penalty and stuff like that. But that's why you should do the death penalty.
You better do the death penalty.
Put a little bit of fear of God in them.
I'm telling you. But anyway. Thank you, God. Let me go back, and then I want to get to some super chats, too. Let me go quickly back to Ryan out of New Orleans. So, Ryan, thank you for holding. And you were talking about Donald Trump having to go to trial. It's going to be done by way of the camera. He's not going over to New York. Not for that. And you were saying that you do you respect how Trump, and I don't remember right now, so I don't want to put words in your mouth. Do you respect how Trump is able to, so far, is able to overcome things?
No.
And why not?
Because I don't respect Trump at all. I don't even like Trump.
You know what?
He's always, reason being is that he's always trying to oversee things.
Trying to what?
He want it done his way. He don't want to be told no.
And so you said he doesn't want to be told no because he's standing up for himself?
No, he don't want to be told no.
And what's wrong with that?
Everything.
Do you love Trump?
He's not a man. Like you said, I'm not a man. I'm a man with anger.
Do you love
he's
Trump?
A man with anger. Hold up.
Do you love Trump?
Yeah.
You love Trump?
Huh?
Do you love Trump?
No. No.
You don't love Trump, and why not?
No.
Why not?
That's my opinion, Justin.
Do you love God?
Get alone.
Do you love God?
Yes.
How can you love God but not love Trump?
Like I said, to me, I give everybody a chance. I get a chance to know everybody. And I feel this time, Trump has been in the spotlight quite some time, and he don't force me like the kind of guy or the kind of person that I would like to be in my circle. So
you would like
I don't like Trump.
You would like to have Trump in your circles?
I said no.
Oh, so you only want weak people in your circle?
He's not strong. He don't even know how to hold the Bible.
He doesn't know how to hold the Bible. What do you mean?
No, he held it upside down.
And what's wrong with that?
What you mean, what's wrong with that? Do you hold the Bible upside down?
What's wrong with holding the Bible upside down?
What you think was wrong with it?
But you said that he doesn't even know how to hold the Bible. He holds the Bible upside down. What's wrong with holding the Bible upside down?
What you think was wrong with it?
Nothing. I'm telling you, nothing's wrong with it. What do you? You seem to think there's something. You seem to think there's just something. Hold on, right. Hold on. You seem to think that there's something wrong with holding the Bible upside down. What's wrong with that?
Everything was wrong being a beta male.
No, Ryan. What's wrong with holding the Bible upside down?
I told you everything.
No, you see,
That's out of God's respect, though. You should be able to know how to hold the Bible.
Ryan, what's wrong with holding the Bible upside down?
I answered you, Justin.
What'd you say?
I said everything.
Everything like what? That's not an answer.
That's out of respect.
Out of respect for what?
So look.
Out of respect for
you,
what?
You talking this name right now?
Ryan.
If I would have told you, Ryan.
Out of respect. What do you mean by out of respect? What are you disrespecting by holding the Bible upside down?
That's not disrespecting the flag or your country.
No, that's not true. The Bible is just a book. How is that? Who made the rule that you got to hold the Bible a certain way? Who made that rule up?
That's common.
Who?
That's common.
Who is common?
That's common.
Who is that?
Try to hold the Bible. That's common. That's all it is.
What is he saying?
That's common sense.
How is that common sense? You got to hold a book a certain way.
It's common sense in human nature.
What? All right, Ryan. Thank you for your call, man. I held you over. I appreciate it. Call me again, all right?
Stop being a beta male. Bye.
All right. Bye. I will. Thank you. What the? What's up there with this Bible? Got to be held a certain way. James, you're the homemade Christian. What's wrong? How come they say you got to hold the Bible a certain way? I don't even understand that.
it's just a hoity-toity, judgmental, phony Christian respect thing.
What? Respect? What?
I've never even heard of it before.
Me either.
But you know when Trump held it up, he either wasn't really paying it. He probably wasn't paying attention to
it. Was
which
a
way
bull.
It was,
he
was
had the book in his hand. He held it up.
The point was holding a book up, right?
Right.
When he held it down, it was right side up, and then he lifted it up, it was upside down.
Well, what's wrong with either way?
Nothing. They just want to judge Trump. It's like when he said 2 Corinthians. They're like, no real Christian would say 2 Corinthians. Real Christians know it's 2 Corinthians.
I remember when they were. I'm going to use the word. That is so insane. It's not even funny. But anyway, let me do this, and then I want to do some super chats and everything. Let me go to the Netherlands and talk to first-time caller Adam. Adam, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yo, Jesse, how are you doing, man?
All this well, Adam. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. You know, you have viewers all over the world. I'm calling all the way from the Netherlands.
I know, man. Heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black and everybody and their mama if you're white.
Yes.
Netherlands. I guess what time is it over there now?
It's 4:30 in the day right now.
4:30 p.m.
We don't use that system. It's just like the sun is shining right now.
Oh, I like that. Hold on, buddy. Hold on 1 minute. I'll come right back to you after this break. A quick break. Back in a moment. Okay, folks, welcome back. I got to tell you about Gold Co. If you've not heard about them, you need to hear this. people call my show worrying about the wars that are happening, political conflicts, and global instability. Don't worry. This is what I recommend. You put your life first. You got to put your life first. You got to work on you. Get your life right. Get your career right. And get your investments right. Get it right. Which is why I am proud to connect you with GoldCo. Because you got to get your financial life right to your investments, right? So I am proud to connect you with GoldCo for your precious metal investments. And I am also proud that we have a special promo with GoldCo for my listeners. Qualified accounts receive 10% instant match in bonus silver. Qualified accounts receive 10% instant match in bonus silver. So learn more about it. I recommend that you go to jessielovesgold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. You got to take control of your own life. People don't care about you. GoldCo does. Amazing. Take care. Thank you. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. I do shout-outs for you. Personal shout-outs. Personalized shout-outs. On cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for personalized shout-outs. Birthday shout-outs. Anniversary shout-outs. Congratulations shout-outs, encouragement shout-outs, whatever the occasion is, go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Oh, amazing. People love them. They love those shout-outs. And last but not least, counseling. We are the best counseling service on this side of heaven. And amazing counseling by phone, Skype, a walk-in. Phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make an appointment. All right? I want to quickly go back to the Netherlands and talk to first-time caller Adam. Adam, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
So, I guess first I'll answer the question of the week. Am I living from my mind?
From your mind or from your spirit?
Yeah. So, I guess because we live in a corrupted world, I live in half. Obviously, I would wish that I would live all the way from my spirit. But because Satan tempts us and we live in an evil world, especially the Netherlands, you know, I can see in the chat, people really don't like the Netherlands, and I agree with them. It's a very LGBT barbecue country. It's a tremendous country with a lot of evilness. But, you know, we conservative farmers, we're still here, and we try to keep up the conservatism in this country, keep up the beautiful traditions that the leftists are trying to take away from us.
And so are you living mind? Are you living from your mind or from your spirit?
I'm living in between.
In between what?
Mind and spirit.
And how are you able to do that?
Well, basically, I focus on living in my for my spirit, but then evil things in this world make me go back to my mind.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate your response to the biblical question. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. But let me ask, Adam, so over in the Neverland, you guys don't have AM time and PM time?
Yeah, we don't have that. We use, like, a different system.
And what's your system like?
So, for example, it's like the military system. You know, like, how military time works in America? That's what we use.
Oh. So, like, when you wake up in the morning,
yeah.
You don't say, I am getting up at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, so in the morning, for example, if it's 6 in the morning, it
uh-huh.
would be just 6. And if it's 6 in the evening, it would be 18.
Oh, I see. So you say it would be 16:35, right?
Yes, right now, yeah.
Oh, okay. And okay. Oh, amazing. Well, I appreciate your call, Adam, and I will put my little two cents in on wow. No one noticed the light went out. What I'll put my little two cents, the light was out in the studio here. Nobody picked it up, not even me. But I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
All right, man. May the Lord bless you.
You too, buddy. Did you want to, ask me something about Jesus and God?
Yeah. I thought the time was running out, but if I can, I would love to ask that, yeah.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
All right. So a few days ago, I saw a video where a guy called you. I don't know how long ago the video was uploaded. I can't remember that, but the guy basically said that when he was reading the Bible, he kind of concluded that it wasn't really clear whether Jesus claimed to be God or not.
Right.
And then he said, I don't really want to believe that Jesus is God. And then you said something like, you don't have to. You can just believe in the Father.
Right.
Yeah. So do you believe that Jesus is God?
No. He is the Son of God.
But if he's the Son of God, doesn't that mean that he also takes the nature of the Father?
Yes, but having the nature of the Father still doesn't make you God. You just have the nature of your Father. And that's what God would do for you when you overcome the mother's nature, which is of evil. You would take on the Father's nature, which is of God. You take on the Son's nature, but it won't make you God. There's only one God. But you will have his nature.
So, okay, so like when Jesus said, like, you can only come to the Father except through me.
Right.
Doesn't that mean that you have to go to Jesus to get to the Father?
No. What it's saying is that when you believe, when you can see and believe the truth that he was speaking, it's the truth that awakened you, and it's that truth that causes you to go back to the Father. When you believe the truth that he had. You know how some people are able to, like Peter was able to see that what Jesus was saying was the truth. And because he believed the words of the truth that were coming from the Son that were given to him by God, he was able to believe that awakened the truth in him, which caused him to return to God.
Yeah. So, like, how can then said to him, you can go to the Father, you don't have to, like, believe that Jesus is God. But, you know, again,
matter of fact, if you believe that Jesus is God, you're never going to go to God. You're going to stop at Jesus.
I think I disagree with that, but.
Okay. And why do you disagree? Why do you disagree with that?
Because it's very clear that Jesus claims to be everything the Father is.
And he is. His nature is that of his Father. So that would, as a matter of fact, he says something like, all authority has been given unto him by the Father. So he was just like the Father.
Exactly.
Have you noticed that all angry people are just like Satan?
Hey, absolutely, yeah.
So they have the nature of Satan. They have an evil nature. That's why human beings are evil, because they have the nature of Satan. But when you return to the Father will take the nature of Satan away from you and give you his nature, so you will be like the Father. You will have love and not hate.
Yeah, you know, that's why Jesus said to the Jews, you belong to your father, the devil.
Right, because they had the nature of Satan.
Yeah, exactly. They wanted to follow the ways of Satan. You know, that's what Jesus also said, that they want to follow his murdering path.
And most human beings today, most human beings today around the world, they prefer to follow the nature of evil, and they don't want to overcome that. They love being evil. They love trying to inflict evil upon other human beings. They get a thrill from it, because their nature is evil, and they don't want you to tell them. They don't want to hear it. They don't even want you to talk about you overcoming the nature of Satan, because they love being evil. Most human beings love their misery. They don't want to change.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And, you know, I do often debates with atheists and pagans and all kinds of religions. And every single time, especially with pagans, every single time I just speak about how Jesus changes people's life. They they act like they're possessed.
Yes. Have you dropped your anger?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm only Christian for now 8 months. And before that, I was a pagan myself.
And so you have no anger?
Absolutely no anger.
Right on.
I love my enemies.
Right on. Oh, amazing. Nice. Adam, thank you for your call. because of time, I got to run. Call me again. Very interesting. Call me again.
All right, man. May our Lord bless you, man, and I love you.
Thank you, buddy. Love you, too. Thank you. Amazing. Right. Heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. Super chat. Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com.
I like your shirt.
Thank you.
Stay with it. Amazing shirt.
Indeed it is.
Nice.
Shout out.
How can they get it?
RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and then look for the links to the shirts.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Eric bought 3 coffees. Jesse, shouldn't, and this was yesterday, okay? Shouldn't Hake have to do a 7-hour show today? Like modeling his hair or making fun of Biden or something to fill in them time slots for Joelle Friday and the anchor, maybe? Or just get a dumb truck driver like myself to fill in on the last minute slot.
What I am going to do, and I was thinking about this yesterday, when these hosts of these shows have to be out for whatever reason, I am going to have people sit in for them.
Nice.
And I know some people that would be glad, more than happy to do it. And so it did. I didn't know that Joelle and Nick going to be out near the same, around the same time, so I wasn't prepared for it. But I am going to have guest hosts for these. My show, Hate Show, anyone's show when the host is not there. Oh, amazing. If they have not found someone to do it for them. Amazing. Thank you.
Wish you all a great and blessed weekend. Tell Bill to create an SOP, manual standard operating procedure, to look back on when he forgets how to operate the equipment. Laughing faces.
I think there is one. Nick made one up. And along with Bill, I think they did put one together. I doubt if Bill even thought about that yesterday.
I don't think it's complete, though. I think it's just for turning stuff on and off.
Oh, I see. Amazing. Okay.
Maybe.
But thank you. Very amazing suggestion. Really good one. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric, for your 3 coffees.
Yeah.
Tony says, fallen angels and flying saucers, foolish friends and people paupers, burning fires and DEI hires, late town criers and sharp tongue liars. Tony, late town criers. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You too. Thank you. Amazing.
Soul Conscious 5 Coffees. Jesse, biblical question.
Are you living from your mind or from your spirit?
the spirit, because I always lived in the spirit. But I did get lost in the imagination at one point in my life, and nothing worked.
Nice. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Jesse, I got to give you and your team a huge shout out. You guys are still coming to work while your city is burning. This is what real men do. Real men work. Real men fight the good fight. Stay safe and be smart. Alpha.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Through the rain, through the snow, and through the storm. No, something like that.
Snow and sleet and hail and
hi,
fire. And
nice. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Like the mailmen used to do.
Yeah.
Thank you for your 2 coffees, Gregatron.
Yeah, thank you.
Danny Moore bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, how have we become so prophetic? Oh, prophetic.
Prophetic.
Face palm emoji. James, what's your 2 cents? P.S. Anchor Baby can make a skit of Jason from Buffalo Girly Giggles. How have we become so prophetic? Oh, pathetic, I think is what he's saying.
You want to respond to that first? The anger of the heart, I'm going to tell you. It's the heart. The heart. Y'all don't understand how evil human beings are. Really. Human nature. That's why you need to get to know yourself and admit you are evil. You have that anger. You have hatred. So you can overcome it. It runs deeper than what words can say. You're worse than what you even think you are. What the? Amazing.
Yeah, I think I agree because I remember hearing about the 60s, they encouraged people to have this so-called free love, which is encouraging them to go into their emotions and also to be shameless and let it all hang out.
Yeah.
And so when you're self-seeking like that, getting into self, that's getting lost.
I remember when they first started, I don't know if they first started doing it, but when they were doing it and the white people took that literally. And they went all out into the desert, and they were just dancing and getting high and wearing those things on their heads. And they had bands, live bands out there, and they were having the SES thing out there. They literally do that. It was like when the Christians take the Bible literally.
Oh, yeah.
They took the free love thing literally.
True.
And black people were like, what the?
Indeed.
We call it in those days, black people had some shame about doing wrong, right? They didn't really do it. If they did, then they hit it. But the white people, like, all out there. Did you know that, George, that one time white people, like, all public with their stuff? They took free love to the limit.
White people did?
Oh, yeah. They were like, they would go out in the desert and show their free love.
So back then, there was the white people that were a little bit more out there with this affection.
Oh, yeah.
Display of affection.
And they had love all over the place. And the police would sometimes go out there and try to arrest them.
Wow.
And they were like, free love.
Terrible.
It was a mess, Joe. Nasty. You weren't born yet, Joe.
I remember you saying in college the white girls were the ones that were the freaks.
That's right. There were things that black girls would not do in that way.
Wow.
And it's so switched up now, it's not even funny. But there were things that white girls would do that black girls would not do.
It's kind of like the country versus the city.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
What a mess.
The country held to their morals and values, and the city abandoned them. Not in the right way.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Is that what you call analogy?
I think so.
Nice. Thank you.
Aries won with a diamond, no message.
Thank you.
No More Thoughts bought a coffee. At Christmas, I made sure I had truly forgiven my parents. After a couple glasses of wine and them asking something about it, I went into details about what I meant. For example, how it bugged me that Mom always pretended to be the holy Christian lady and made us pray out loud and everything. I remembered to say that I still forgive them. Now I'm sure I don't need to say anything more to them.
That's right. Once you forgive, you don't need to keep going back and forgiving. But next time, try to forgive before you get drunk. Oh, man, you didn't say you were drunk, but the wine thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Thank you.
Chris bought a coffee. When the police asked.
Asked!
Asked! Joelle, if a woman should be hired, he should have responded, only if they're lesbians, in JLP's voice. He would have got the job for sure.
Oh, yeah. He definitely would have got it in. They would have made him a police leader.
Not a police chief right out the gate.
Amazing. Thank you.
Tony bought a coffee. It burns the wood, but not the hay. Such a smart fire. Don't look away. It burns the metal. Such pretty green leaves. Many are looking, but do not see. Tony, good morning to one and all.
Thank you. Amazing.
Elizabeth, three coffees. Buenos dias, Jesse. Dímelo, ¿qué lo que?
Sí, buenos dias.
Every day is a great day to have a great day. Have you ever heard the song Home by Philip? Always enjoyed, never really understood the words till I started listening to you. Amazing. Bendiciones to you and team on this beautiful Friday.
I may have heard that song, but I'm not sure right now because I don't know who Philip is at the moment.
Me neither.
Right, but thank you, though. Amazing.
Jitsu James bought a coffee. Jesse, the wall ain't going up because Trump making Mexico, Canada, and Greenland the 51st, 52nd, and 53rd states. No walls, just expansion. Let's go. American flag, MAGA, make America grow again.
You may not need the wall. That's a good point. Right on.
Commander Kim says all those retards on bikes in the middle of the road. No one has a job in the middle of the day. Bicycle people always also ride their bikes on backcountry roads. Dark clothes, no lights or bright colors. Dumb.
What a mess, huh? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. It's insane. You're absolutely right. Thank you.
Talk about a death wish.
Yeah.
Kayla bought a coffee. Is it judgmental to see nervous Mexicans and wonder if they're illegal? Thank you, Bond, and have a wonderful day.
As long as you don't hate them, don't get angry. Absolutely. No, it's not. If you don't get angry. Amazing. Thank you.
Five coffees from Charles in Cincinnati. Hi, Jesse. This is Charles from Cincinnati. He black. Hopefully you remember me. Still working hard within my circle to be a living example. Tried to call you a few times live on the show, but it doesn't work. Busy signal. That happens sometimes. You got to try back.
Yeah, keep
as trying. JLP wraps up.
Yeah.
Or just periodically. Or call in early. Early and often. Happy New Year. Wanted to thank you for all you do. The created is within you and above you, my brother, pointing up stars, American flag.
Amazing. Thank you. Let's stop there for a minute.
Okay. We'll
thank
you all. Later.
When we get to the rest, I want to get some calls in here. Let me go quickly to Arizona and talk to a first-time caller, Josie. Josie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Hey, I had a few things I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
Yeah, number one, and just a side note, I heard you mention something about you guys provide counseling or something like that.
Yes, we have best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I'm a MFT student, marriage and family therapy student.
Oh, God.
I'm in a dual program, actually, for licensed professional counseling and marriage and family therapy.
Hold on a minute, Josie. Hold on. Don't hang up. I'll come back to you right after this break, all right? I got to take a break. One more hour to go. The hate news is coming. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. there is an immigration and invasion problem. Newsflash. And the Democrats are voting with Republicans. Some Democrats are. On some bill that says you can arrest criminal illegals. I don't know. Didn't know they needed a bill to arrest illegals or detain them for certain crimes. In the world, kind of mess are they doing over in Congress? And climate propaganda. It was the hottest year ever, at least on record, last year, they say. Globo homily. And ketamine, also known as Special K, not the cereal, was approved in 1970. A lot of uses and misuses, they say, for ketamine. Ever heard of it? Anyway, the lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls for the third and final hour of this Jesse Lee Peterson Show Friday special. Get it off your chest Friday, January 10th, 2024. No Joelle Friday on Friday. And no Anchor Baby today either, okay? Anchor Baby got to take care of some stuff. But there will be the Hake Report. And then the Fallen State. A fun Fallen State episode with that Stephanie Chung. Not to be confused with Connie Chung. This Chung is black. With white teeth. Very white. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on immigration. A significant number of Senate Democrats. I call them demon rats. But they voted with Republicans on Thursday yesterday, or Republicans, to advance a GOP-led bill to require the detention of undocumented migrants, illegal aliens, charged with certain crimes, a key step that puts the legislation on the verge of passage. The result of the vote comes as Democrats are under pressure to show they will act on immigration in the wake of an election cycle in which the Republicans attacked the Democrat Party as weak on the border. Republicans are pretty weak, too, to be honest. Notably, migrant crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border, the illegal crossings, remain at their so-called lowest levels since 2020, well, which means not low. According to the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol data, the numbers have fallen drastically because they were drastically high, following the executive action taken by crooked Joe Biden over the summer to try to shore up, make himself look a little bit better. Or less worse. In November, when Trump won the election, Customs and Border Protection recorded around 46,000 border encounters with illegals. The lowest number in nearly 5 years, which means it's still not low. Anyway, climate 2024 was the hottest year on record, according to Commie Nonsense, breaching a critical climate goal and capping 10 years of unprecedented heat. Breaks the previous record set in 2023, just the year before, pushes the world over a critical climate threshold. So watch out. Be scared. Get your climate anxiety here, kids. Anyway, according to a new data from Europe's climate monitoring agency, Copernicus, scientists are trying to understand fully why global homo heat, has been so extreme for the past 2 years. Oh, so they don't say that it's human-caused necessarily, or do they say it? The main driver is clear, the human-caused climate crisis, boosted by El Nino, a natural climate pattern that tends to have a warming influence. La Nina, which is cooler, El Nino's cooler sister, emerged this week and could bring wetter and cooler than average conditions in parts of the United States. But future decades still likely to be hotter overall as humans continue to burn planet heating coal, oil, and gas. So says the commie nonsense ladies. Suckers. Anyway, 1970 is the year that the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, approved the medical use of ketamine, later used by field units during the Vietnam War. CNN says that there was an evolution of what they called Special K, not to be confused with the breakfast cereal, I don't think, right? Is there any ketamine? Is there any Special K in Special K? Over the decades, battlefield anesthetic, also a party drug, and a breakthrough treatment for so-called mental health. I'm leery. I'm James Hake, though. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What? No, I'm thinking second, but it's the third. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, my biblical question, are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around or not, and you want to hear the whole show live, no matter what you're doing, you can podcast, but you can also be listening on your iPhone, iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live there at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Every Friday, get it off your chest Friday. It's Friday. And every Friday is and will always be Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
And concern is growing tonight as flames light up the Los Angeles hillsides.
Well, I've got my best man on the job.
Governor, you got a second?
Literally talking to the president right now.
I know you're directly affected, so you fire away. No pun intended.
Right now, if you need help, all of this can be found at URL.
Amateur hour.
Someone purposely set the Kenneth fire.
At this time, that's what we believe, yes.
You see anybody in charge?
The fire departments and the firefighters in California. And the interest was that there were too many white men.
Is she strong enough to do this? Or you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire. Which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
You people are on your own.
That's for sure. What a mess. So Joy of Fridays is doing the board today, folks. Thank you, Bill. Bill did it. The engineer that taught Peabody to do it, right? He hadn't done it in a while. So Bill did it yesterday. Thank you, Bill. And Nick is out today. Joel Friday working the board there. Amazing. So I want to go quickly back to Josie, I believe. Yeah, Josie, a first-time call out of Arizona. Josie, thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. There was a couple things I wanted to cover today.
Okay.
One, I wanted to get your thoughts and opinion on the Black Israelites. I saw a documentary on them, and in that documentary, they were talking about they wanted to enslave all Caucasians. They believe that black men and Hispanic men should not join the military or serve the country. And they also believe that they are due reparations, not only in finances, but also in land. They believe they should be able to have their own land, according to them.
I have interviewed them, so I know who you're talking about. It's just another lost group of people who have no love. It's no different than the average church. It's no different than the average group who Jews who do not believe in Christ. It's the same kind of thing. It's just a group of angry people who are lost.
They almost seem like a militia. The way, from at least what I saw in the documentary, they were like out training military tactics and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, blocking people from going inside of what they believe were white-owned stores, all types of stuff.
I remember, and I could be wrong, so I may have misplaced in the group, but I remember there were some of those people standing in front of voting, at least a voting place once, and they were, and it may have been during the time Obama was running. I could be wrong. But they were trying to keep people out from voting, at least the white people. But that may be a different group. When you said militia group, it reminded me of that. But it's just another angry, hateful group. That's all.
Interesting. Yeah. It brought some frustration to my heart, man, because I'm like, man, if white people were out doing that, the people would be going crazy.
Absolutely. But let not your heart be troubled.
Thank you, sir. My next topic I wanted to cover was to get your opinion on women in law enforcement and government, especially leadership positions. I don't believe women should be, like, especially street cops, anything like that. I don't believe they should be in leadership positions in the government, especially not president.
And why don't you believe that?
Mostly.
Why do you believe that way? Yeah. Why do you believe that women should not be in leadership position?
Because of their emotions and how they let their emotions take over for their actions.
Oh, okay. Well, I know for a fact that women should not be in leadership position, and not just because of their emotions. And you're right about that. They are very emotional. But they're very emotional. But it's because it's not the order of God. The order of God is God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children for those who have children. But it's God and Christ, Christ over man over woman. It should not be women in leadership. It's not in their nature to lead. And the emotion they have doesn't help at all. It just makes it worse. But it's because it goes against the order of God. And so it would never work, no matter what they do to try to make it work. It will never work because it's not in her nature. It's not in the nature of the woman to lead.
Interesting perspective. Thank you. And lastly, I wanted to say thank you because you gave me some advice I didn't know I needed about forgiving my mother and why I should forgive my mother. And it was just very interesting to me the way you had put it on the episode I saw. And it really hit home with me, and after thinking about it for a long time, I was actually able to reach out to her and have a conversation with her, and at least I feel in my heart that I have forgiven her.
And did you tell her?
Yes, I did.
You went to her?
I called her on the phone.
And what did you say to her?
I just told her that I understood that her life, I understand that she had a hard life, that she didn't have a good relationship with her father, and she didn't have a good relationship with my father, and that I forgive her for, essentially, she left us when I was very young. I was like 4 years old, and she left us and went and lived with a different man and moved out of state, whatever. So it was just me and my father. And so I just told her I forgive her for that, and I moved on, and, I'm going to do better for my children.
And what did she say?
She really wasn't very pleasant about it. She said she didn't really care if I forgave her or not.
Wow.
Yeah. And that, it was her life to live, not mine. And I said, I understand. And I wished her the best, and that was pretty much the end of our conversation.
Nice. wish her well, and move on with your life. And did you forgive your father for not protecting you from her?
We've had several conversations about that. I'm actually very close with my father. I'm closer with my father now than I was as a young man.
Right on.
I see the struggles that he went through, you know, being a single father, and it wasn't his choice. He loved my mother. He wanted to stay with my mother, but she was fighting her own demons.
Yeah. Right on. Right on, man. Are you doing the silent prayer by chance?
I don't know about that, sir.
I want to recommend you go to rebuildingaman.com/prayer, and I want you to start doing that. You're on your way. And the reason for it, because it's gonna cause you or help you to stay present so you don't go back into the darkness of your imagination, into thoughts, all right? So start rebuildingaman.com/prayer. Give it a try. Let me know what you think.
Interesting. And like I had mentioned in the beginning, you said that's like some type of a counseling program, right? The Rebuilding the Man. I'm actually in a master's program right
well,
now.
Well, we don't have a program for it. It's just that I do counseling either by phone or Skype or walk-in. And so if people want counseling, they can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND to set up a counseling appointment.
Did you go to school for that?
No.
No?
Uh-uh. I finished high school accidentally.
Me too.
So, no, I didn't go to school for it. Amazing.
Interesting. Yeah, and just one last thing I wanted to say. You know, I hope everybody supports their local farmers and ranchers and buy local, buy American.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you, Josie, right? Call me again,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Amazing call. You stay with it, all right?
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Breaking news from NPR. This is from NPR. President-elect Donald Trump received an unconditional discharge from his criminal convictions in New York on Friday. According to NPR, breaking news here, NPR is reporting President-elect Donald Trump received an unconditional discharge from his criminal conviction in New York on Friday, meaning he will not face fine, prison, or any other penalties. Amazing. The great white hope is in charge. Dad is home. Your dad is home to stay. It was on a Friday or Saturday, but dad is home. Dad is home to stay. Don't mess with the great white hope. So I hope that, what was the first caller name? That black guy that don't like Trump? Whatever his name was. According to NPR, President-elect Donald Trump received an unconditional discharge for his criminal conviction in New York on Friday, meaning he will not face fines, prison, or any other penalties. I didn't think anything was going to happen anywhere.
And yes, together, we will make America great again.
Amazing. Making America great again. 888-775-3773. Let me go to David out of California. David, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, David.
you got to forgive me. I got kind of a thing going on in my throat, so
okay.
It's now kind of scratchy.
Right on.
I just wanted to call about the fires and give my own basically personal experience.
Okay.
So further up north in California, every year we have these things called summer fires. And I'm pretty sure some people listening, they know I'm not going to say the areas.
Right.
But because I don't want to pinpoint where I'm at, but I do security.
Yeah, don't say any area. You're right. Don't say any area.
But I do security. I've been doing security for about 15 years now. And I've done security pretty much all up and down Northern California. And in my personal experience, what I've had to do when I'm doing security, like further up north, say like somewhere where there's like a lot of open land and a lot of grass and whatnot, you find these people, basically, and you can tell, basically, when you approach them that they're high on whatever. And they're usually homeless, and they're usually playing around fire.
Yeah.
So, and most of the time, too, I've approached full-on meth labs, and we all know what happens with meth labs. So, and I've heard this, and they turn around and they blame it on global warming. When I've seen personally, again, this is my own personal experience. I can't tell from anybody else. I'm not telling you to believe me or disbelieve me. I'm just saying I've seen it with my own eyes. Homeless people, which none of them are really homeless. They're just on drugs. 90% of the people that, in my opinion, start these fires. And I can't say down south if that's what's going on. I'm pretty sure that's what it is because you guys have places like Skid Row and whatnot. Where I live at, they call it Tent City. So what I've had to do basically doing security is chase these people off. And I'm telling you right now, I've seen with my own two eyes that these fires are not caused by global warming. They're caused by people on drugs. Most of them just high, playing with fire. Some of them basically trying to make the drugs. But that's what I've seen with my own two eyes.
And I wonder, not only did I wonder, are we on a terrorist attack with the fire, but I wonder if the fire were caused by homeless people or homeless person, because you can drive around the city of L.A. and you see fires everywhere on the side of the streets, in front of people, businesses, and everywhere. And these homeless people are selfish, they are evil, they are spoiled, and they are high, and they don't care. They don't care about anything but themselves. Right. And so it is possible, man, that this fire that we're dealing with now in L.A. could have been caused by a homeless people or person, and we're not being told. So it is possible. Right. I don't know yet. And we probably would never know because the media and the government don't tell us the truth about anything anymore. But it is possible. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying what I've seen with my own two eyes and my personal opinion.
I never imagined, David, is that one day in a city where you have businesses, you have homes, you have dry areas, that our government would make it possible. Not only do they allow it to happen, they made it possible for homeless people to start fires. And if anything, any damage come, the people who own the property or rented the property or buying the whatever, they are the ones responsible for the rebuild and everything. The homeless person has to pay no responsibility at all for it.
Yeah.
That's mind-blowing to me, David.
It's so messed up because these people cost thousands and thousands of dollars of damage, taking away people's livelihoods.
Yes.
And nothing is said about it. And to get back to that point, too, again, this is just my opinion. If we were to solve this problem, you would have to go deeper and basically fix the border crisis because these people, they're not homeless people to me. They're drug addicts.
Yeah, absolutely.
And who brings the drugs in? The cartels bring the drugs in.
What
so
a mess.
You would have to solve the border crisis in order to solve basically the quote-unquote homeless problem that we have. Because if these people weren't on drugs, they would clean up their act. They would get a job. They'd be functional members of society.
That is such another good point. And if our government then provide drugs for them, The government provides drugs, and they give you an area where you can do your drugs. You know, like, go over there by the school and do some drugs.
Yeah. I did security for a FEMA camp one time. I don't know if you know what that is, but it houses basically 5150s, which are people that are crazy, and COVID patients. And I was basically, my job was to keep people from going in and going out. And the people that were coming in, I had to make sure that they were one or the other. They were residents there. But I'm telling you right now, they were all of them were on drugs. Every single last one of them were on drugs. They had nothing wrong with them.
Yeah.
They had the only problem that was wrong with them is sometimes the case is that they're mentally retarded. I don't know if I could say that word on air, but have like a mental defect.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're slow. They're slow, if you will, because I have a cousin who's slow, and I've actually had to kick him out of a place before. I've went outside to approach this homeless man, and ended up being my cousin. And he was high on whatever, he was slow. He's slow. All the family knows that he's slow, and he got a hold of drugs, and because of him being slow, it just made it worser. So I don't know if that's a word, but worse.
Yeah, not worse. Are you black?
Yeah. No.
How you go worse?
I don't know. I guess I'm around a lot of black, so I'm a mutt. So
what? No.
That's even worse, in my opinion.
But you made such a good point, man. We have a government now in our country that is about themselves. Even though the voters vote them in, they can care less about the voters or the American citizens.
Yeah.
And they're about themselves. They don't care about us. They care about money and so-called power. It's about that. But I blame the voter, David, because if the voters didn't vote these people in, or even if they voted them in, but they see that they're no good, vote them out.
Right.
We wouldn't be having this situation.
Or even if they didn't vote.
Yeah.
You can't sit there and say anything about it if you didn't vote.
Absolutely, man.
So, but I'm telling you right now, further up north, Northern California, I call them crackhead fires. That's what I call them. I don't know if I could say that word on air either, but that's what I call them. They call them summer fires. It's like a thing that happens every year, and they know it's going to happen. They'll announce it on the news and went, oh, summer fires. It's like, not summer fires.
Right.
It is people up in the, and since we have a lot of prisons up north, some of these guys that are coming, they're felons, and usually felons are recovering drug addicts. I'm
Amazing.
Sorry to say that, but that's usually what they are, and they let them out, and they have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So they'll have drugs on them, or they'll get drugs, and they'll go to these basically isolated spots, and they'll start getting high and start playing with fire. I've seen it with my own two eyes, and no one says anything about it. It's all covered. Oh, it's global warming. No, it's not global warming.
Yeah. And it's not. And then I got to run, but I wanted to. Guess what? What's the mayor name?
Carabas.
Oh, God, yeah.
Guess what she called them? The unhoused. The unhoused. She stopped calling them homeless or bums or anything, and she called them the unhoused.
Right. There was a spot I worked at where we had to call them, we had to approach them, and we had to call them residentially challenged.
Our unhoused neighborhoods.
That's like calling a short person, challenged by vertically challenged.
Right.
You know,
calling a short person a tall person. You ain't tall, you short.
Right.
I'm pretty short,
but yeah.
No, not you, but the short
I know. I'm just saying that's the same thing. Like
right.
we like I said, we had to call them residentially challenged.
Yeah.
It's like calling a short person vertically challenged.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
What David, amazing call, man. Thank you.
All right. All right, you have a good one.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All
Bye.
Right. Amazing. Let me go to Skip. There's one line open for it's open line Friday. 888-7753-773. Skip is out of North Carolina. Skip, welcome to. Is Skip a first time caller?
Skip, I called before.
Oh, Skip, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. My son got a question for you. Hold on. His name is O'Kane.
Okay.
If you were that angry, would you never die?
If you were not angry? Did you ask if you're not angry, would you ever die?
No, like, if you lose the anger, will you never die?
Well, I'm not sure if you asked me if you were angry or if you're not. Let me tell you this. Anger, anyone that has anger is already dead. Because you can't be of anger and have life. Anyone that is angry is already dead. They have their eyes are open, they're moved about, but they are not alive. So do you have anger? He's 5 years old. Skip is, I don't know if his name is Skip. All right, I think he's gone. Don't hold on to anger, but I think he's gone now. Oh, he's 5. Let me go to Alabama, Sweet Home, Alabama, and talk to Nietzsche, I believe. Nietzsche, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Nietzsche.
Hello, Jason. Hi.
Are you first time calling, Nietzsche?
Yes.
Oh, your first time caller? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right.
So I have a comment for you. I know I watch a lot of your interviews. When you interview people, I watch your videos. And in some of the videos, you say that females shouldn't be educated. And so I wanted you to elaborate on that.
Well, I say what I say is that men should not marry an educated female. Because an educated female will never mate for a good wife or a mother.
So I want to know why you say that. Because in the world we live in, it seems like everybody has to be, you know, educated.
Why does it seem that way? Why does it seem that way?
Because you have to go out here and make a living for yourself.
But you can do that without being educated.
Oh, that's true. Well, okay, I see where you... Okay, so now that you're talking to me, I can see where you're coming from now. Okay. Because, I go to school, and I graduated last year from Coastal Alabama. It used to be called Faulkner. And so then, listening to your show, my dad put me on your show. And so I was listening. It would say that females shouldn't be educated. And so I'm like, well, why shouldn't we be educated if, you know, we need to go out here and try to, you know, make a living for ourselves.
Yeah, you definitely should be able to work and take care of yourself in case you don't get married. But married woman does not make for a good mother because she when they're educated like that, they're on an ego trip. They think that they're equal. They think they're equal to men. And so they try to make the man become the woman, and they want to play the man role. So that's why. Have you dropped your anger?
I have. I have dropped my anger. And I've been listening to my dad because my dad watches you. And so my dad told me that I need to go and forgive my mom first and then forgive my dad because he couldn't stop my mom. Well, you know, forgive him because he wasn't there to protect me and my sister from her.
Yes.
And so since then, like, our family, it's been a 360, honestly.
Right on.
Forgiving my mom and forgiving my dad. Like, it's been awesome.
How did your mother react when you went and forgave her?
She was excited.
Nice.
She was excited.
Yeah. Amazing. So I got to run, but do you still, you understand now why I say that men shouldn't marry educated women?
Yes, I do. Okay. 100%.
Call me again. Amazing call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What part of Alabama are you in?
Daphne. I'm originally from Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, I know Columbus. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I used to hang out on Kenfolk's Corner.
Ken Folk Corner. Oh, it's been a while since I've been down there.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Nikki. Bye, y'all. Treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Thank you, Nikki. That's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Couple announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake Report. And then at 12 noon today, a brand new episode of The Fallen State. Brand new episode. I had an interesting... Look, tell everybody watching, your mama, your dog, your cat, for all those who think that cats and dogs love you. Everybody, I had a very interesting discussion with Stephanie Chung, and Stephanie is a corporate leadership expert and author. Her book is called, what is it? Ally Leadership, How to Lead People Who Are Not Like You.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Which is easier for you to lead, white people or black people?
The entire world is shifting and changing. And as a leader, you need to know how to lead all people, every race, every creed, every gender.
Are you a Christian?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I am.
Do you obey your husband?
No. Obey is a strong word, and I don't like the word. It's a trigger. It gives the impression like I don't have a brain in my head.
God told the woman to obey the husband because the woman doesn't have a brain in her head. What the? Imagine that husband watching this and hear his wife say, no, I'll obey him. What the? But anyway, at 12 noon today, Pacific time, and you can support The Fallen State right there, thefallenstate.tv/donate. And I encourage you to do it, thefallenstate.tv/donate, or locals.com, and no Anchor Baby today, and no Joel Friday. Well, they'll never Joel Friday on Friday, but no American Anchor Baby today. He'll be back on Monday if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. What else? Fellowship on Sunday. All are invited. Fellowship doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, rebuildingtheman.com/church, rebuildingtheman.com/church. And if you can't make it in, you can watch it live anywhere in the world, and I encourage you to do that as well. What I want, and the treasure chest is not open on D-Live. I just said, oh, okay. I don't want to hate you. Say, you didn't say the treasure chest.
You get in more trouble if you say it twice.
Why?
Because we're not opening it twice. We can't do that.
Oh, so once you open it once, the doors are open?
Open and shut.
Oh, so once I said the door open, then it's shut?
You have very limited time to click the chest. So
what the?
What the?
But amazing. The D-Live crew knows what's up.
Right. Super chat. Super, nice. Super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Pastor Chatelet gave three coffees. Here's a little ditty for crying Ryan. Why are you always lying? Ryan always lying. And you know that we know that you're lying. Oh, girl. LOL. What the? Ryan, Ryan got the spirit of his mama and TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. What a mess.
What a mess. Where is the love? Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Someone bought three coffees. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Once you reach the peak of the mountain, you realize that the mountain was never the obstacle. The fake you were. Then you finally look down at the valley of the shadow of death.
Who is that?
Someone.
Nice. Amazing. Thank you.
Joel's Beta Adventure gave a diamond. Alert! Please evacuate to the nearest roller rink.
Can you imagine Joel evacuating his home and did I forget my skates?
Should I get my skates? Well, let me calm down.
Not should I forget my toothbrush. Or should I bring my TV?
Or my phone?
Should I bring my skates?
It's priority.
How are you going to live without your skates?
But suppose the skating rink is burned down, too. I guess you can skate on the street.
Right, right? A real skater doesn't need a rink.
Have you ever skated on the street?
No.
You've never done that?
Those cracks in the sidewalk, dangerous.
Yeah.
When I first moved out here, I used to see kids skating on the streets. That before I knew they had roller rinks. Roller rink. Did you know growing up in Alabama, I never knew about roller rink?
Wow.
I only knew about skating on the road.
Did they have them?
Huh?
What? Did they have them back then?
No, not that I will.
Oh.
I didn't have in the world. I'm not even aware of. I didn't know you could go inside a building and skate.
Yeah.
I thought you had to do it on the road. What a mess. Thank you.
C-Bill gave three coffees. Wow, Joel living the life of the rich in Palisades. Must be nice.
Not only that, on top of the hill. He can roll the skate down
there
the hill.
Go. There you go. Who needs a rink?
That's right. Amazing.
Oh, that's fun. That's crazy. Marcus Army bought a coffee.
Jesse. It's amazing that that was a time when there were no rolling skate buildings. And so you roll the skate on the road. And you didn't have to pay anything.
Yep. Just go to the beach.
And then the people decide, let me make some money. And they came, oh, you got a roller skate in the building. And now they make you pay the roller skate.
They ain't cheap.
Right. It's all about the money. Go back on the road on the street, you don't have to pay.
That's right.
Well, you run a risk now because the streets are all screwed up.
True.
You got holes and potholes and things everywhere.
And angry drivers and cyclists.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thank you.
Marcus Army, Jesse, thanks for the wisdom, sir. Is California West Hell now?
Oh, yeah. It is West Hell. Amazing. Thank you.
Wazo bought a coffee. Don't judge like Satan judged God. Jesse voice, you let Jesus beat me. Biblical question.
Are you living from your mind or from your spirit?
I live through my mind. That's why I forgave my mom and dad. Also, why we must reject all thoughts to live in perfect peace.
Amazing.
Wazo.
I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Heart the man. Ryan. Ryan sound like he's chewing his tongue and licking an ice cream at the same time while he's talking. What a mess.
I think Ryan may be old.
Oh, you think so?
I think he's like old.
Could be.
And speaking of old, Hake.
Mm-hmm.
I know I mentioned this to you this morning. And to y'all out there, I highly recommend you watch Oh God.
Oh God?
O-O-H.
Comma.
Oh God.
God, exclamation mark.
It's with, what's that guy's name, I tell you?
George Burns?
Yeah, George Burns. And George is dead now. He's dead. He was like died at 100 years old. But he was an amazing actor. He's from the old days, old school. And he did this movie called Oh God. O-H, Oh God. And a friend of mine reminded me of that movie. They called me up, hey, Oh God is on. And so I turned my TV on. I didn't finish it yet. I will. But it was so good. And I remember that movie. I also remember George. He was a very good actor. He's dead now. They don't make him like that anymore. Actors and actresses. Everyone in that movie was really good with it. It was fun. It was a fun movie. And it's interesting, though. Very, and I don't want to tell you why it's interesting, because I want you to see for yourself. But if you like, if you have time, check out O-O-H, God, G-O-D. It's amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for the tip.
Yes.
Heart Demand says, Happy New Year, Jesse and crew. Can't wait for the GWH, Great White Hope, Trump, to take over. Strong tan arm. God bless you all. Tan thanks hands praying emoji.
It already seemed that it seems that Trump is already running things. Like he's already taking over. What the? And so many companies and countries want to be a part of it. I saw a report today where there's an airline from Cambodia somewhere, and they all of a sudden they want to meet with Trump. They want to do business in America. They're like, just imagine you going from New York to Cambodia. Whatever, right? Everybody want to do business with the Great White Hope. And that's the way it should be if you were in charge of your own life and you had any values at all. Value, not values, like more values, but value. People will want to work with you. They will want to. Oh, amazing. The Great White Hope. Thank you.
A diamond from Aries 1, no message.
Thank you.
Tim Scott, the real one, not to be confused with the rhino. Amazing donation on Cash App.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Shout out to the...
Thank you very much.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Mo Betta Stand Up, Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rec, Aries 1, Joel's Mexican Cousin, Potleaf, Kevin Webb, Severio Jones, Kid Combo 1, and Misty. Very generous donations today somehow. Thank you. That's
thank
cool.
Thank you. Appreciate your support. We need it. Thank you so much. We got a lot of work to do. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Hey, a quick warning before I go back to the calls.
Okay.
Stay away from the dating apps. Listen, folks. Now, I've been telling you only seek what's right. Seek the kingdom of God. And God will add everything unto you, whether it's a wife or not, or whatever. God or a husband or not, ladies. God will add it unto you. I'm like, no, 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 no. Seek what's right. Don't look for anything. But seek God, and the best will be added unto you. I got to eat more proof of that now. Stay away from the dating app. According to NBC News, six students at a Catholic university in Massachusetts are facing charges for allegedly enticing a man to campus using a dating app and then attacking him. Watch this from NBC News.
In Worcester, Massachusetts, authorities arrested six college students who they say lured a man to campus using a dating app, where he was then chased down by a group of 25 people, assaulted, and falsely accused of being a sexual offender. The ploy, police say, inspired by a social media fad that they say may be based on the former NBC TV series To Catch a Predator.
You see on social media all the time, but you would never expect it to happen, you know, right next to you, right in your own school.
It happened at Assumption University, where in court documents, police say a man was invited to campus by an 18-year-old student who used her real profile on the dating app Tinder. Authorities say when he arrived, the man, whose family says is 22, said he and his alleged date were watching a baseball game in the student lounge when the mob appeared and began calling him a pedophile and accusing him of liking sex with 17-year-old girls. The man told police the group chased him to his car, where they punched him in the head and slammed his car door on him. He got away and called police, who say surveillance video shows the group of students, many of whom were filming the incident on their phones, laughing and high-fiving with each other.
Amazing, huh? Now do you believe me when I tell you that human nature is evil? Human beings are evil, folks. And it doesn't matter the color, how much money you have or don't have, where you live or don't live, who you are. You could be the Pope. Human beings are evil. Pure evil. The man wasn't even a predator. It was a trick played on the guy. Just imagine, if you didn't use no app, you would not have to. Why don't you seek what's right and let life be added unto you? If it's meant for you to have whatever is meant for you to have, you'll have it. And you won't have to go through human nature like that. That's evil, folks. 11 teenage boys in Illinois were charged with doing a similar meetup. Watch this from NBC News.
But the incident not isolated. 11 teenagers in Mount Prospect, Illinois, have also been charged after police say last year two men were allegedly lured and beaten after arranging to meet up with a person using a dating app. Authorities saying some of the teens got the idea through a viral social media trend they saw online. And now at Assumption University, charges against the students range from kidnapping to intimidation and assault and battery with a deadly weapon. They are set to be arraigned later this month.
Amazing. So according to the report, think about that. There is a movie or something called To Catch a Predator or something like that. These kids have seen this, according to the report, on the thing, and now they're going to say, oh, let's do that. Let's do that to someone. It's a show called Catch a Predator. And now they're doing that to innocent people. If you didn't use a data app, that could never happen to you. Want for nothing, look for nothing. God will add, he really will add it unto you. It'll be the way it should be. It'll be perfect. You and only you are responsible for your own life. You are responsible for your own life. Nobody else is. You are responsible for to overcome. And the world is evil. Human beings are evil. This is hell on earth dwelling in human nature. That's why you need a brand new nature. I had a call today about the nature of human being. The nature got to switch from hate to love, from evil to good. Amazing, huh? That's an awful report. Then it's not good, but it's an example of what's happening right here on Earth. It's an example of what's going on. That is evil, folks. And it's going to get worse because this is hell on earth. You can have peace on earth or you can stay in your hell on earth. And anyone that has anger has hell on earth. Derek is out of Nashville, Tennessee. Derek, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, Derek.
Sounds like you could use some of the snow here in Nashville to help with the fire.
For sure. Right now, we can use the rain and the snow and the ice and everything.
I bet. Just a quick question for you. I was just cleaning the house the other day, and it just sort of dawned on me how my whole life I've been caught up in my head and controlled by every thought that would come into my head, and I don't know why it dawned on me. And you're talking about the dating apps. Oh, on those all the time. Every time something would come into my head, I would react to it.
Yes.
Every time. It is unbelievable. And I've been trying to work on myself. And my question is it enough just to see the thoughts as long as you're not reacting to them, even if they come, just to see them and not react to them?
I would highly recommend you not react. You don't react by any way at all. Just face it. See it.
Mm-hmm.
You see the thought, and then if you're not, if you didn't catch it in time, you're gonna have fear, you're gonna have loneliness, you're gonna have doubts, you're gonna have worry, whatever feeling may come afterward. Don't overreact. Live with it and let the light of God take it, because those are evil spirits that you're dealing with. And if you react to them, blame somebody else for the way you feel or whatever, right? You're giving right. life to evil, and they want you to react so they can stay with you. They, because evil lives in human beings, and so they don't want to depart from you. That's why they want and need some type of reaction from you, either to blame somebody else for what you think or how you feel or be afraid or whatever. But don't overreact at all.
Got it. I think about it so much.
Let's say that you feel fear, right? Let's say that you want to go to, you got to deal with a situation and you feel fear. Your mind telling you, oh, this is not going to work out well or whatever, right? And you feel the fear. You let yourself feel the fear, but be aware that you're feeling the fear. Don't call the fear you, and then the fear will be taken away from you.
Just be aware of it.
That's all you need to do.
Argue with it, fight with it, interact with it, just see it.
Absolutely. Don't conversate with it. Don't call it you. Don't call it good or bad. Just watch what's going on inside of you.
Got it.
And
got it. Oh, yes, sir.
No, finish your point. Go ahead.
Oh, no, but that's why I wanted to know. It feels like I'm getting, the less I interact with the thoughts, it almost feels like there are more of them there sometimes, but I just kind of do my best.
And that might be true, though. There may be more there. It may be overwhelmed with them, but even in that overwhelming feelings of whatever emotion it is, if you just relax in that and don't call it you, because it's just the demons reacting because they want you to think that is you so that they can stay with you. But if you did nothing about it, even if you felt like you just want to cry, or if you do cry, cry by yourself and to yourself. Men are not supposed to cry in front of the public. But if you ever do, let it happen, but don't call it you, because it's those spirits reacting to the light inside of you that you can see them. You're seeing by the light, if you can see them. And they are overreacting. They are reacting because they know that they got to leave you. But if you react with them and call it you, they can stay with you. So
that
even if
sense.
You feel overwhelmed with them, feel it, but don't call it you.
And there was just one thing something hit me. You talked a lot like the dating apps and being shameless and those things. I something hit me. I was like, I would never do that. It feels like there's some distance now from that. Like, that doesn't feel like me anymore.
Right.
And
on.
As I've been working on myself, you know, it's been wild, man. Been a wild ride, but the thoughts have been there. It's just, I'm like, oh, I just need to not react to them and just be
right.
aware of them.
That's all you need
Is
to
that,
do.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Got it.
That's
all right. Well, I appreciate
I highly recommend you not do anything but watch them. Don't conversate with them or anything so that God is trying to save you from that. That's what he's trying to save you from. But most people won't let that happen because they don't trust God. They trust the thoughts. They trust the emotion. And they don't trust God. And so God cannot save them from the evil. He can't take them through the valley of the shadow of death because they're overreacting. They're keeping death with them rather than life.
Yeah.
So that means don't do anything about it but watch it.
Got it. Jesse, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
You too, buddy. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Of course. Have a good rest of your day.
Amazing call, man. Nice way to end the show today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Do nothing. On myself, I can do nothing. And on myself, I know nothing. That's why I want for nothing. Let life just happen. You gotta be, you've been brainwashed. We all have. By our mamas, our daddies, our preachers, our teachers, our friends, our so-called politicians and entertain everybody. You've been brainwashed. Amazing call. Thank you. I am so out of time, folks. It's mind-blowing. Get on that straight and narrow path. Stay there. Stay there no matter what. If the whole world turns against you, away from you, fine. Let them go. They have a right to go. And you have a right to be free. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Men and women, do it. And stay on that path. You will not regret it. You won't regret it. You won't regret it. I'm out of time. Thank you for your support, your donations today. I do appreciate it. I'll see you on Sunday. Don't forget the Hate Report is coming up right now. And then a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv at 12 noon. And no anchor baby, no joy Friday today. Have a good weekend. Stay away from the fire. Stay out the bushes. Bye, folks.
Check. I had to get on the track one time. Joel Friday here. Check. Look, stand up. Stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show them who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you begging, blaming, lying, hating. Never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop with the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
Some of you know we have, under my nonprofit bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, and we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We have a home for young men. We tutor. We counsel. We help find jobs. We have church services. We have men's forums the first Thursday night of every month. We also have women's forum the third Thursday night of every month. And Sunday morning meetings for everybody, men, women, and children, everybody. And it's growing. It's growing. So, and for those who have stuck in there, they're doing amazing things. Those who want quick fix, they're not, right? Everything is a growing thing. You grow into love. You grow into life. You grow into wealth. You grow into everything, right? So check us out on RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com, all right? Or call 800-411-BOND. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go.